Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Today, we're talking about performance management with Howard Dresner, industry expert and notably known as the creator of the term business intelligence. Performance management is increasingly being discussed in the business intelligence industry, but it's not just another software component. And while early performance management often focused solely on finance functions, performance management is now reaching all levels of an organization. Performance management takes BI to the next level, giving a context for the insight derived from BI systems, Dresner said. In this podcast, we learn more about the future of performance management. We discuss key trends, hear Dresner's advice for starting or expanding a performance management program, and we get his take on today's performance management market. But first, a little background on Howard. He is the founder of the New Hampshire-based business intelligence consultancy, Dresner Advisory Services, LLC, and the author of the book, The Performance Management Revolution. He spent 13 years at Gartner as lead analyst for business intelligence. In 2005, he left Gartner and joined Hyperion Solutions as chief strategy officer. Early in 2007, Hyperion was acquired by Oracle. And though Oracle offered Dresner a role, he left to start his own consultancy. We are pleased to be able to call on Dresner today for his insight. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Howard.
Great to be here.
And I understand you have a book, The Performance Management Revolution, published by Wiley. Can you tell us a little bit about that book and what inspired you to write it?
Well, for the longest time, you know, there have been various books out there that talk about business intelligence or cookbooks on how to implement these things. But I don't think they've been as complete as they've needed to be. They haven't looked at it holistically. And what the Performance Management Revolution does is it takes a look not just at the technology, it takes a look at the people issues and the process issues, the methodologies, and some of the technology as well. But it's intended to be very pragmatic, very grounded in reality. So we have lots of case studies in there, and also just relying on some of my own observations, some of my own experience for the past 20 years, all in one beautiful book.
And I know a lot of our listeners know this, but in case they don't, what is performance management and what is the business case or the true promise of performance management properly implemented?
Performance management is built on a foundation of business intelligence, which is probably what I'm best known for, having coined the term back in 1989. But it goes beyond that. So business intelligence is obviously very good stuff, very simply stated. It's about letting end users access and analyze structured content, typically stored in data warehouses, which are derived from corporate databases. Performance management takes it to the next level and actually gives a context for business intelligence. You can't have performance management without BI. You can have BI without performance management, though. And one of the critical pieces of performance management is planning. There are other pieces, too. It includes consolidation and statutory reporting on the finance side, and also includes things like modeling. But if I had to say, you know, what is performance management that is not BI? Planning is one of the biggest things because it injects a lot of discipline within the organization to actually draw a line in the sand and say, here's what we're going to do for the next planning period. And that actually gives BI context. It says, all right, now I know what I have to track because here's what I committed to. And that at an individual level, at a departmental level, and at an enterprise level, we're holding ourselves accountable for that. So that's a big part of what performance management is all about. It sort of takes what you know about business intelligence and what we value in business intelligence, and it marries it to the planning and control cycle of the enterprise.
And as I talk to you and I hear you say this and regularly cover this performance management market, it feels really obvious to me why companies should pursue performance management. Why don't they?
Oh, well, where can we start? A lot of it has to do with existing belief systems, culture, politics, skills, I mean, a whole host of things. It has to do, though, with people, right? It's people. It's not the technology. The technology is pretty advanced and fairly evolved at this point. So why don't people want to do it? Well, sometimes it's just plain inertia. Like, yeah, well, we don't like the status quo, but we know it. And nobody likes change. I mean, human beings basically don't like change. For the most part, there aren't a lot of nefarious types out there that are trying to avoid detection, but there are some of those too. You know, hidden agendas, and as I mentioned, politics standing in the way of things like performance management. But mostly I think it's inertia. It's just hard to change what we're currently doing to do something different. And something like this is fairly strategic. So you need to have the not just the support, but literally the ownership by senior management. It's not something that an individual in the bowels of the organization can start to implement.
Is it expensive? Is that another factor or not?
Well, there are clearly expenses associated with it, and it's not the technology. And what's the cost associated with changing how you do things or how you look at things? The benefits, however, are pretty extraordinary if you can crack the code on that. And there are organizations that have clearly done that. In the book, I cite a number of them. A Global Hyatt, for one, or Cox Communications is another one. Bank of America. Pearson is another one. They've all done that. They've gone through that knothole. Senior management knew that they had to do things differently. And typically that's when performance management really shines, when you have a C-level executive, whether it be the CEO or the CFO, or in some instances the CIO, but typically it's either the CEO or the CFO have a vision for performance management. They realize that they need to do things differently, and not just for things like compliance, by the way, but for real transparency. Then things can start to happen.
You touched on this, but there seems to be some lack of clarity. I continue to hear about the relationship between business intelligence and performance management. Can you sort of neatly sum this relationship up and sort of put this issue to rest?
Well, sure. I'll go back to what I said before. All right. So much of business intelligence is about building a data warehouse and giving users some tools. And that's all well and good, and sometimes a user might actually get some value. The question is, does it really move the business forward? What is it the user is looking at? Maybe we'll give them a dashboard. What's in that dashboard? Well, I don't know, whatever the user wants in that dashboard. Is there a cause and effect relationship associated with what's in that dashboard? Well, often not. What is it we're actually tracking? And that's why I say things like planning, for instance, is a real critical piece. But let me explain it maybe a slightly different way. One of the things that I had developed as a model to help understand this is what I call the management system. And a management system, and any management system, doesn't have to be technology, has really four things in it. There are four things that management actually does. They conceive the vision, they set the strategy, they set the goals and objectives of the organization, they execute as an organization against those goals, and then finally they evaluate their performance. Right? The problem in so many organizations is that those different management activities get sort of disconnected. It's very typical that we might be executing against a strategy which is no longer in place. Our strategy might not have been fully vetted, so the goals and objectives that we've created are nonsensical. We can't actually succeed with that strategy as it was defined. So performance management can be injected in there. So in between the notion of setting the strategy and goals and objectives, there's a vetting process. So use modeling to actually vet the strategy to come up with multiple scenarios so that when we do set the goals, they're actually practical. In between the goal setting and execution, that's where you have to make a real commitment. And that's where planning plays a critical role. So we sort of fortify that commitment process with a planning solution. So those are two areas right there, by the way, that are unique to performance management that are not really business intelligence. So the modeling capability that we use in between the vision and goal setting, and then the planning solution that we implement in between the goal setting and the execution process are unique to performance management. Then from there, we actually use core business intelligence capabilities. So in between sort of the execution phase and the final evaluation, we're constantly tracking and monitoring our performance so we can tune our execution. That's core business intelligence with reporting and dashboards and monitoring. And then in between the evaluation phase and incorporating our learnings or our findings back into strategy, we have to do some in-depth analytics. And that's the more traditional forecasting or predictive capabilities, as well as things like data mining. So there is a piece that is core business intelligence as it relates to the management system, and then there's a piece that is core performance management, and you couple them together.
So I'd like to sort of clear up another thing and throw in another acronym. Weren't ERP systems supposed to address or solve at least some of these problems?
Well, they continue to try to. And, you know, of course, SAP have made acquisitions, Oracle have made acquisitions, so arguably they're getting close to being able to do much of that. But historically, ERP by itself has offered reporting capabilities, but not really performance management. And even within or across the various modules, sometimes you would have inconsistent reporting tools, inconsistent views of information. So really it was incumbent upon the user to try and stitch it all together. Now, having said that, the ERP vendors, maybe not the ERP solutions, are certainly getting closer to be able to offer performance management capabilities.
So let's turn our attention back to our listener here. Let's say someone's listening, they have a BI platform, they really like the idea of performance management, they're into it. What would be their best next step if they wanted to sort of surface this in their organization and try to get something going?
If they've been successful, well, we'd have to define what we mean by success with business intelligence, but assuming the users think they've been successful, then I would go right back to those people and start talking to them and see where they get value for the system and start to use those, some of the thought leaders, some of the folks that have been the most aggressive users of getting the most value out of it, to use them perhaps as a way to add the additional performance management capabilities into the organization. Once again, I mentioned things like modeling and planning as an example. And when I say planning, I don't mean necessarily budgeting. Well, the budgeting is a form of planning. It could be anything. It could be operational planning. It could be almost anything that they do, which allows them to document their assumptions about the business and to start making commitments about what they think they're going to be able to achieve. So it's drawing that line in the sand, so to speak, and then using that to sort of focus the business intelligence activities that they might already be doing.
And if there was somebody who maybe had some performance management things going on, what would you tell them, sort of, what's the future of performance management? What are the important trends in performance management that they should know about to sort of maybe take a budgeting and planning and forecasting system like to the next level?
Well, there are a lot of things that we could think about there. Part of the challenge with performance management is sometimes it gets hung up in the Department of Finance. And it really applies more broadly within the enterprise, but most organizations haven't gotten there. Some have. Some have applied it to the operations and have gone beyond just the financial indicators of the organization. So that's a big thing, being able to do that, but also being able to sort of reconcile the information or the way that we manage the business versus the way that we report things financially. That's another challenge. And these are things we can do with today's technology. But the trends long-term for performance management and even business intelligence, for that matter, is allowing us to do more, to allow users to do more for themselves and to literally be able to spend less time within the solution and get more value. And that ends up being sort of this perennial challenge that we face. And that's why I think there's just so much more that's left to be done with the technology. The technologies still require a fair amount of training to get up to speed on them. Therefore, we need fairly skilled individuals, or we have to invest in training programs to give them the skills. So we're still forcing the users to adapt to the technology. Although we are far better off than we were 5 or even 10 years ago, there's still so much more that we can do.
Well, that leads very nicely into my next question. This fall saw Microsoft entering the performance management market. Do you have any thoughts on what that's going to do to the market or how it's going to affect that?
Well, increasingly, you know, you start to see just a few ecosystems as it relates to performance management, or a few large vendors. You know, clearly, you have Oracle, you have Microsoft, and you have SAP as the three mammoth vendors that are out there. And certainly, and I'll talk about Microsoft perhaps specifically in a moment, but when you look at the three of them as alternatives, they're trying to sell that entire ecosystem. So they're not just selling performance management. They want to sell you an entire platform. They want to sell you applications. The objective is to own as much of the customer as they possibly can. And when you go to those vendors, the reason you go to them is not because they necessarily have the best technology. You go to them because they're a large vendor. They're going to be there, or at least we believe they're going to be there for a long period of time. They have global business practices and pricing, and it just makes it easier to do business with them. But that doesn't mean that the smaller vendors are going away. Well, some of them are certainly, but newer ones are emerging. In many cases with new business models as well as new technologies. And that's what, you know, leads me to believe that this space remains a pretty vibrant space for the foreseeable future. So a lot of people are sort of regretting or getting upset about, you know, some of the acquisitions that have taken place in the marketplace. And I would tell them that that's simply just the natural order of markets. That's what markets do. And not to lament it too much, because it's been going on for as long as I've been in this marketplace, but that new vendors do in fact emerge because it remains not a mature market, but a maturing market, and therefore there remains innovation and investment. Now, as it relates specifically to Microsoft, Microsoft has done extremely well in what, you know, people have called sort of the SME, you know, the small and mid-sized enterprises. And you could argue that they almost own that. There's very little resistance to Microsoft in those markets. They've made some inroads in the larger enterprises, but I think their challenge is not in the technology, because they have a lot of really good technology, but it's really been in their channel model and being able to get to those large enterprises. However, having said that, I will say that Microsoft has been very consistent in their vision for things like business intelligence and performance management. They continue to plug away at things. They very rarely will exit a marketplace, so they continue to invest in it, and eventually they get it right. Whether or not they get the right channel model in place to dominate the segment, that's unclear. And many of the pundits in the marketplace, as soon as Microsoft enters the market, they say, well, the market's over it. Microsoft owns it. I haven't really seen that either. So I think either extreme is probably erroneous.
And finally, could you leave us, our listeners, with any thoughts or inspiration or predictions for the future of performance management?
Well, I think, and I hope, that performance management becomes more pervasive with organizations. And it's kind of interesting. If you think back to the days when computers were first being introduced into people's offices, personal computers first came out, the senior managers at that time were not computer savvy. Yeah, they understood that there were computers in the back office and the operations, but they did not have a personal relationship with their computer. But nevertheless, executives would get their PCAT and they put it in the corner, and it would have the C prompt burned into the screen. And they typically wouldn't fire up any applications unless somebody was coming to the office to visit them so they could show them that they were computer savvy. Eventually, that changed. Why did that change? Because the next generation of managers came along and they had been exposed to computers. They were comfortable with computers and they were using computers. Well, I think that's inevitably what is happening and what will continue to happen in this marketplace. Many of the senior executives that are getting ready to retire, with all due respect to them, don't always have a full appreciation for the value of performance management. They understand the value of computers, and they use computers, personal computers. They may have their own dashboards. They certainly use email and word processing and what have you. But they don't have the understanding of the strategic value of performance management. Some of them. I don't want to paint everybody with the same broad brush. But what we're going to see, and we are seeing, is that the influence of generational change will see a blossoming, if you will, of performance management within the enterprise. And that, like I said, that's already happening. Over the years, I've had meetings with more forward-thinking executives. The younger ones certainly get it. Some of the older seasoned ones like myself certainly get it, but I'd be misleading you to say if I were to say it's the majority of executives. So I think that's really what we're going to see, generational change. You'll start to see performance management become the mainstay of the enterprise.
To learn more about Howard Dresner and Dresner Advisory Services, LLC, please visit howarddresner.com. You can find that web address along with more information about Dresner on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And to learn more about performance management and business intelligence, we hope you'll continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Visit the page where you downloaded this podcast to find links to many more performance management articles and resources. And of course, if you have a performance management question, thought, or story to share, or any data management or business intelligence ideas for that matter, please look for the email link on the podcast download page to email me and let me know. Once again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. You've been listening to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.